Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, focusing on the evolving role of today's CIO. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and our guest today is Harvey Kappel, Executive Director of the Center for CIO Leadership. Harvey, what are some of the trends being pursued to attract and retain IT professionals, and what are some of the challenges with succession planning, and how do these challenges differ, as far as you can tell, as far as your research can tell, between private sector and public sector?
Wonderful question. First of all, the whole issue of organization and talent management, I think, is absolutely vital to the success of a CIO in building and leading the right organization. Part of that, the fabric of that success, if you will, and actually one of the questions we always get when we speak with CIOs is, okay, I get this strategy stuff and I get this business partnership stuff, but I got to tell you, I'm 24/7, heads down, making sure the systems are up and running and making sure the lands and the WANs are running. And you know, I don't really have the time to fool around with this innovation and strategy and whatever. And typically my response is, well, what bench strength do you have? You know, do you have people underneath you within your organization that you can delegate to? Do you, in fact, yourself have the right delegation skills to be able to know what's appropriate to delegate, to free yourself? Basically, the goal is to free yourself up, to make the time to be able to see the important part of your role as dealing much more frequently and much more in depth with your business partners or your constituencies, whether it be public or private sector. And that's all about having the right bench strength, having the right skills beneath you so that you can sleep at night knowing that the more tactical operational things are taken care of and that you can then spend the time understanding the business challenges and the business problems and figuring out now how to advance the technology agenda in harmony with that business agenda. Not aligned, but in harmony with. So that part of it is actually key. When we do our research and we ask CIOs, do you in fact have a talent plan? Do you in fact have a succession plan? More than two-thirds of them report the fact that they absolutely agree, we know we have to have one. About a third actually do, which to me is huge opportunity, because that means that two-thirds don't, and that means that two-thirds need to be able to develop those talent management plans and to develop those succession plans. Again, everybody kind of understands, I know, I need to do it. It's kind of like in the IT industry, documentation. Yeah, you know, everybody knows you got to do documentation. It's always the last thing on the project plan, and it's always the first thing to get cut, right? From an HR perspective, unfortunately, you know, things like succession plans, things like organizational development plans tend to be put as a second priority. But in fact, I think many, many CIOs could benefit from focusing more in those areas to be able, as I said, to build the bench strength, to free themselves up and make the time and to reallocate their focus and priorities to step into some of these more leadership type roles that we've been talking about.
Well, Harvey, I've really enjoyed our conversation today. And in particular, I hope it provided a different perspective for our listeners, because as I said earlier, I've had the pleasure of interviewing some really dedicated government CIOs. And I really want to get a sense from your perspective. Are there opportunities for increased collaboration and partnership between public and private sector CIO and the community at large?
Oh, I think there are. I mean, I think we have seen great success at the Center for CIO Leadership in terms of connecting both public and private sector CIOs in the same. Used to be you would go to an event and it would be for public sector, or you'd go to an event and it would be for private sector. And more we are both seeing, and we are also initiating ourselves, events that commingle both public and private sector. And it is very clear that learnings can be shared, opportunities can be shared, and frankly, there's a tremendous amount to be learned in both directions. In the case of public to private, some of these social networking, Web 2.0, collaborative innovation kinds of spaces, I think in many cases, the private sector certainly has many advantages around sort of the project management, some of the administrative aspects, the budgeting aspects, the planning aspects, the execution aspects, where, you know, frankly, there are not legal constraints, as we had discussed a little bit earlier, where I think there's a lot of benefit that can be accrued, as well as talent management and sharing as well, by the way. That's one of the other silver linings in the dark cloud of this economic downturn, which has been clearly quite tragic for many people that are unfortunately out of work. But on the other hand, the labor pool that is currently available to both the public sector and the private sector is probably better than it's been in 25 years.
Harvey, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate your time and your perspective, and I hope our audience really learns a lot about the parallels between the private sector and the public sector from the evolving role of CIOs.
It's been absolutely my pleasure, Michael. It's been great to talk to you, and I share your hope that our audience has gotten a lot out of our conversation today. And happy to follow up with you or with anybody from your audience at any point in the future.
How can folks get in touch with your center?
Easiest way is to go to our website. It is cioleadershipcenter.com. And you can take advantage of the tremendous archive of research and educational content, a lot of which I've talked about today. Be happy to be in touch with any of your audience members. You can contact me directly through the center's website as well.
Wonderful. Thanks, Harry.
My pleasure, Michael. Thank you.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Harvey Kappel, Executive Director of the Center for CIO Leadership. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.